This is season 3 of the All the Smoke podcast with Simone and Meek. Did you miss us? We've missed you. To get things started, we hit up our boy King Kurt Live of the Head Nurse in Charge in the King's Court to get an in-depth conversation going about what he calls tainted love gurus. And that is the boy Derek Jackson, rolling my eyes, and Kevin Samuels. No comment. So sit back, relax, enjoy, and take a listen as we get started. Season 3, ATS, y'all.
What it do, y'all? Ooh, it's your boy. y'all get to see the premiere, the re-premiere of the King's Court. A kind of an offshoot from our regular streaming show that we have on Wednesdays every so often. I get tired of the crowded voices, and sometimes your boy got to go ahead on, pull a sidebar and take it to the King's Court and do a one-on-one with y'all and have a conversation. And we don't cover every topic just because we can't fit them all into the show, but this particular topic is near and dear to your boy heart as a card-carrying member and the vice president of the Black Men Don't Cheat Club. You ain't got to put obscenities up just yet. I know there's going to be a few of them. But not just yet. I felt that this particular topic was near and dear to not only the heart and mind of myself, but many of y'all have been going crazy all week over the news that DJX, Derek Jackson, was out in these streets dipping his hot topics in these lonely women's lives because they broke up with their boyfriends because of his advice. Now, I'm not going to get too deep into what he did or didn't do, because tonight's topic is more so focused on tainted love gurus. It seems like there's a lot of people giving advice out in these streets as to how to operate within relationships, and y'all run with them because they go viral, they on these social medias, and y'all don't really fact check if these people have any credentials. But DJX built a very lucrative this dude was running workshops and selling books. Kevin Samuels has, I think, 5,000 people tuning in to his show just to ask him for advice, sending him hundreds of dollars to support his platform. So these people do have some say in how the culture is moved when it comes to relationships. Well, I'm no expert. Your boy ain't no expert. Back in my day, I used to run thum too. I'm a better man now, thanks to her. Y'all, you got to look now. They do tell all my business. But I'm a better man now, and I felt like I was in a position to be able to have this conversation with you, the viewers. So I brought an expert, a clinical therapist.
Oh Lord.
Yeah. I'm putting you up there. Also, one half of the amazing All the Smoke podcast. Give it up for my homegirl, Meek, and of course, her lovely co-host, and me and her go back almost a couple decades. So, you know, if y'all want trade secrets, definitely ask Chan, because God bless you. But Chan, give it up for her, the other half of All the Smoke. They are both joining me tonight because as a man, I have opinions on all of this, but I wanted to get a Black woman's opinion, and I got two for the price of one, which is always, always in my lane. Listen, you show up for one and get two. baby, I don't need no advice for that. So we're gonna jump into this, but first, as always, I would love for you guys to take a second and share this stream to all the places that you think this conversation would carry some weight. We want people to call into the show. We want people to give their opinions. I'm going to be playing clips, and we're going to be talking about a lot of the comments that have been made leading up to this week. I did a straw poll about who you thought, you the viewer, thought was more toxic, Kevin Samuels or Derrick Jackson. And I'm going to be honest with you, the results surprised me. We're going to talk about that as well. We're going to field these phone calls. Mika's going to give her expertise, and Chan is going to be right there to add in her two cents, because them together is more valued than my opinion, I personally think. But, you know, I'm here to add a little bit of commentary and to keep things flowing nicely. The call-in number is below. Also, I like to say this episode of King's Court is brought to you by She Essentials. She Essentials. Everything you need for those ashy elbows, those chipped heels, that broken skin. Listen, I need y'all to go ahead on. Hold on. Let me rotate this thing right. Because my beard didn't connect 2 months ago. I got the beard balm. And let me tell you something. You see that patchy part? I didn't use it on that part. But this part right here, this part is all She Essentials. So I need y'all to stop playing around and go ahead on. Go to She Essentials. Just go ahead on. You can type that into the Facebook search. And you can support Black-owned, woman-owned, and the product is amazing. I promise you. You will not be disappointed. Tell her your boy King Kurt Live sent you over there, and I do believe they have a sale going on now. I don't want to quote that, because if she lose money, she'll beat me up. So make sure you go.
Period.
Yo, I don't want to cause no problems in these streets. But go ahead on, go check that out, and definitely go support the sister. Thank her for sponsoring this particular episode. Now, let's get to the nitty gritty. If you're unfamiliar, first, you know what, ladies, let me ask y'all. Are you familiar with Derrick Jackson and Kevin Samuels?
Unfortunately, sir.
All right. Uncuffed, what is your opinion of both men?
So, first I'll say that I think that both Kevin Samuels and Derrick Jackson are two dudes on the same spectrum, on the same continuum, and I think they're just at different ends of it. And so I think that they both have a target audience, and you can clearly tell what audience is being targeted by each of them. And so I think that they're just both the same type of toxic shitty dude, just on different ends of the spectrum.
Okay, how about you, Mink?
I can see that. Quite honestly, I've never really given much stake into Kevin Samuels. I can't get past his delivery. I think he gets off on being disrespectful. You know, I think he goes behind the scenes and kind of jerks a little, you know what I mean, off, because it just seemed like the type of bull, right? I don't see him being someone who anyone would take seriously outside the guise of this computer screen, right? Like, I really don't. I don't really know how he got started or what his credentials are, nor is it really relevant to me. But I think that if you're into a little BDSM, maybe you'll call into his show and get the lashing that you're looking for, because his script is the same every single time. He's so unoriginal with his thoughts that it's kind of like laughable. So I think that my exposure to him is basically scrolling through social media, clicking a few seconds that I can stomach, laughing a little, being oddly confused that why anybody were participating in this shit, and then, you know, kind of keep it moving. Like, I literally have zero investment in what this man has to say. And, you know, he's getting his coin how he gets his coin, and the people who like it, you know, you like it, I love it type shit. Derrick Jackson, though, I actually have a kind of interesting perspective. I think it's interesting, at least on him. I care less about what this man has done in his private life. I think that, like Simone said, the audience that he's pandering to is going to get something from him, right? They're there for a particular thing. They want to get something from him, and they do, right? Some of the things that he said is like off the wall ridiculous. Some of the other things he said is actually pretty common sense shit, I think, and, you know, relevant. And you take from it what you will. He's no different to me than your local pastor. He's no different. Mm. Hell, I'm a fucking clinical therapist. I talk to couples all the time who are married. I've never been married a day in my life. Should I not be, you know, should I not have a voice? Should I not have, you know, an opinion? You know, I paid a lot of money for this shit. Should they not want to listen to what I have to say if they feel like they find benefit in what I'm discussing? Right. So you kind of like take from it what you will and throw the shit, the rest of the shit back. You know what I'm saying? So like, it just, you know, like Simone said, opposite ends of a shitty spectrum.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because a lot of people in a consensus feel like both of them have their negative aspects. Even in chat, everybody's talking about how Kevin Samuels, he just tells the truth and it doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman. There is something to be said for tact and canter when you're giving advice, but we'll get into the weeds with that in a second. One of the things that I want to bring up first as we get started, Kevin Samuels is, he's brand new on the scene. Now, if you're unfamiliar with him, I'm going to play a clip to help you kind of get the gist of his advice style and why everybody thinks he's such a savage. So bear with me for 1 second. How hard do I want to go? All right, let's start with this one.
23 is not young when you have a child. You're over here breathing like a petulant teenager.
I just feel like you're not really hearing me. You're not listening to how...
Why did I do that? Because that would have gone on for 5 hours.
Woo! Yeah. Kevin Samuels don't pull no punches in these streets when he's talking to those that call in to his show. Now, Derrick Jackson he's got a different approach. He has a different style. He also has muscles. Derrick Jackson has been typecast by a lot of men as what I guess the new word now in these streets is simp, a profiteer of telling women exactly what they want to hear and demonizing men as a whole. Now, you know, that could be subject to debate. We don't have to get into the weeds about that, but I'm going to give you a clip of Derrick Jackson's style of advice.
A woman, so she should acknowledge his effort to be faithful, right? Well, he also said something that kind of tickled me. He said, if a guy slips up and cheats, it shouldn't outweigh all the good that he's done up until that point, right? But by woman logic, it somehow does, and he doesn't understand why. I'm gonna tell you why. First off, to say that, you know, cheating shouldn't outweigh all the good that you've done is also to say there's an amount of good you can do to deserve to cheat. Which is bullshit, and I shouldn't even have to explain that, because vice versa, we would catch a fucking fit and, you know, decide to be hoes for the rest of our life if a woman were to ever break our heart, no matter how much good she's done. But anywho.
So you kind of see the difference in advice. Ladies, to you, which one is more conducive for helping someone?
I'd say neither, honestly. I think that one of the things that kind of gets missed is these folks who just want to proclaim themselves, you know, experts in a thing. And I think that actual experts have degrees and certifications. And I'm not saying that it makes, you know, their words more valuable, but it certainly does lend a little more credibility. And I think that they both blur the lines between ethics and what is appropriate, what should be handled by an actual therapist or counselor. And so like Meek said earlier, if you're just looking for, you know, quick advice or shits and giggles on the internet, yeah, cool. But I think a lot of the women that call into both shows are really looking for solid, concrete help, guidance, and answers. And it does us a disservice when we, you know, take real lived experience of people going through trauma and display it on social media, on the internet for laughter and fodder. That's just my take, but.
Ooh, look, Chandra Simone, let me just say this. You hit the nail on the head, because I want to pull up this screenshot that I took from one of his fans. She said, "I watched all your YouTube videos. You had me leaving my man when you was doing the same ish. Make it make sense." Now, me, for somebody who's looking for that person to kind of guide them, advise them, obviously, Derrick Jackson is, to quote Charles Barkley, "I'm not a role model for your kids." He's not supposed to be a role model for women. But how is his advice detrimental, especially with cases like that?
So I definitely agree with Simone in the respect that, you know, these people shouldn't be held on this high pedestal or to this particular esteem the way they seem to have been done, especially Derrick Jackson. Particularly because he doesn't have to report to any ethics board, right? I do, right? Every single couple years or so, they're coming at me like, "Show us that you're still qualified to do this thing," right? This is something that I have to manage every couple years or so, right? Even after the degrees, even after the certifications, even after the credentialing, they're still coming at me like, you know, again, show us, right? Show and prove. There's no one to be accountable to for these internet quote unquote sensations, right? There's no one. And so I think that the advice is only as detrimental as the person receiving it. I don't think that Derrick Jackson necessarily gives, you know, the worst advice. I do see some of the criticisms, especially that men seem to have towards him, at how he seems to pander towards women. He definitely does have a demeaning kind of attitude towards men. But the young lady said, "You know, you had me leaving my man when you were doing the same thing." Yo, sis, was you unhappy with what your man was doing? Period. Right? Yeah. Did whatever he say, you know, bring some awareness and insight into your relationship? I've never had a client, not one time, question, you know, the relationships that I was in, whether I was in a relationship, whether I was married.
That's valid. That's,
you know,
valid.
Anything like that. They take what they take, like I said, and trust that, you know, I'm giving them guidance. Right? That's the role that I'm playing in their particular lives. But again, I've been licensed and credentialed to do this. Right. And so you have to consider your source. I don't feel bad. I don't feel badly for any of the women who have taken their advice, because quite honestly, you know, you get what you quote unquote pay for.
Ooh, and if it's free, huh.
Look, it is what it is. You knew what it was when you asked, right? And so again, I go back to my original point. Was your man doing things unfavorable in your relationship? Did the information you get from this man help you make a more informed decision? And did you do so?
Ooh.
Yes, period.
Okay. Now, to kind of your point, it's interesting how you were talking about the derogatory way most men feel about Derrick Jackson. And honestly, we already got people calling in. Just give me a couple more seconds, guys. Trust me. We'll get to the phone lines in 1 second. The outcry of men who were like, "Got him, finally." Listen, I'm telling you right now. Look, if y'all can't read that, it says, "Sir, the one called Jackson has been taken down." If Future was like, "Excellent." And now for Russell. That's the last. Look, the memes that men came up with. Listen, the toxic Mount Rushmore is in these streets. And the funny thing is,
yes, that one.
That one. That's the part that kills me. But point blank, somebody dropped this in the comments of one of the polls, and this was hands down my favorite meme that I saw. Not only did Derrick Jackson take an L, but Kevin Samuels is being lauded as the next god of misogynistic and toxic men. So basically,
is this your king?
And I mean, thank God for the internet, because man, what would I do with my day?
That's what they said.
Yo, and it is interesting how, you know, this has become a really relevant topic amongst the genders, because this is literally split down the middle on both sides. A lot of people feel like you said, he gave, you know, the source might be tainted, but the advice was still good.
Some of it.
Kevin Samuels is his advice is tainted, but he is a viable source because he's honest. You almost like that is what people I'll bring the receipts. Look, this is one of the comments that were brought up. Kevin Samuels isn't living a lie though, and he's actually trying to help some women get out of their own delusional way of thinking.
I'm not sure what people listen to him and get help from it. I've not listened to any of his episodes and gleaned anything resembling help. I think that, you know, and I'll just jump right out here and say it. I think that anytime you have a platform that gets to openly, loudly, and in a celebratory way, demean women, particularly Black women, I think it becomes formulaic. That there will be success. So I think that he's capitalizing off of, you know, a general feeling of undeservedness of Black women, that we don't quote unquote deserve things, that we don't deserve quote unquote good partners, or
that's the life.
What I will say is, for the record, that misogyny and patriarchy are tools of white supremacy.
Period.
I put that out there. And as Auntie Audre Lorde says, you can't dismantle the master's house using the master's tools. And so anytime we get into Black spaces where we talk about the interrelationships between Black men and Black women, I think it's always important to remember that patriarchy is a tool of white supremacy. And so if you consider yourself a person who is pro-Black and for Black people, then you also have to do a lot of unlearning and relearning about all the ways, all the insidious ways in which white supremacy impacts our interpersonal relationships between each other, Black men and Black women.
Woo!
Yes, in the building.
Woo! Chan, look, I can't even follow that up. So go ahead on, Chan, you smoking. You want all the smoke. And you make valid points. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, things like this can be extremely divisive, especially when we start putting people on pedestals. And obviously, if you put this person on a pedestal, you expect them to have some kind of ethics. But to change, you know, to Simone's point, people will profit, and people are profiting off of the patriarchal air of the world, because I didn't even think of it from that viewpoint. But at the end of the day, you know, a lot of men do feel like there should be some type of submissive, subservient attitude in most women, especially Black women. That's just keeping it a buck, whether you want to own it or not own it. Because even when his wife, now, did you guys get the chance to see the response, the rebuttal?
I did. And to that, what I will say is I'm putting sis on my altar and calling on the ancestors to come do their work on her behalf. That's all I'm going to say about that, because I think that a lot of what we've seen, particularly in response to her response to her shitty husband, you know, has been met with a lot of vitriol. And I've been saying lately, trying to move forward with space and grace. And so I won't make her become, you know, the person who stands and answers in judgment for the shit her husband did. And so I won't participate in any, you know, negative talk about her, because this isn't about her. It was something that was done to her. And I think often we forget when we're in this situation, we want to be able to point and name and blame. And she does not deserve that.
Okay. I agree with you.
I agree to an extent.
I'm about to say, because we...
I agree to an extent. And I'm going to tell you, I agree with the fact that she does not deserve all the critiques and criticism and, you know, the games and the names and all the stuff that she's incurred. I definitely do. It washes away his quote-unquote sins, right? Absolutely and completely. Because now she's become the butt of his joke. However, I can list 100 things that I would rather do than sit on camera holding this man's hand and proclaiming the blood of God, okay, over why he chose to do what he did. That part, sis. I can name 100 other things I would rather do.
I mean, than if we're talking about that. Rather do than yeah.
No, I'm just saying, because the other thing to your point, though, I'll tell you. So your point, the reason why I agree is because I feel like in a lot of ways we force the hands of women to play that part. Every woman we've seen who makes a decision, exactly, who makes a decision to keep their relationship intact after some crazy, you know, tale of events that have occurred publicly, we force them to make a decision. Either she completely ostracizes him or she's forced to cuddle up and snuggle up, you know, for the public eye. And I say, fuck that.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. She does not owe the public any of her vulnerability, though. She doesn't owe the public that. Right. So I get that. That's to your point. But what I am saying is, there is a lot of people on that IG live that she did who are also clinicians that were offering sis free help, for free. I wasn't one of them, for free.
Yeah, because everybody pay for me.
That sees the problems. No, not even the fact that this man stepped out their marriage. I mean, no, sis has completely gone off the deep end.
Yes,
right. And it's an indoctrination.
The salvation. No.
Boo. She look the sandals of peace. Okay. The sandals of peace, okay? What? So I understand that. See, this shit is out of control. I can't even focus. This nonsense right here. The indoctrination.
But that's the part that I think people are seeing it, right? People are seeing it. When you go on that, on the IG Live, people was like, blink twice if you need help. Sis.
Absolutely. I was one of them.
But I think that there is a point where this indoctrination speaks louder than sound judgment. And I think that she is at that mark where the things she's been socialized to believe about marriage and relationships speak louder than any of the, you know, backlash that she unfortunately is receiving as a result of his actions.
I agree. But I'm also concerned about whether or not he found her in that condition and brought her in. Or is this some Stockholm Syndrome shit? Right? Has this occurred after their relationship began?
Right.
Well, it's funny. I'm gonna go back.
No, it is.
I'm gonna go back. Hold on. I'm gonna go back to this meme. Because honestly, they did it as a joke, but we've seen, you know, especially in entertainment, abusive men who have manipulated. Now, me, you know, give me your professional opinion. His body language, and I know this is kind of a. Of all the screenshots to take, this is probably one of the most damning ones. But it says a lot. His body language versus her body language, what do you see?
I see, you know, I definitely think that he is manipulative. I think that she also drank the Kool-Aid, though, right? Because she, you know, is with this figure, which in one of her IG lives, she said basically that, you know, she's not in the spotlight. She's not the spotlight type. You know, she kind of left it for him to do. But I think that you can see that, you know, her self-esteem is greatly impacted if it had not already been so. You can see that she's trying to, you know, kind of hold on to whatever it is that the roots, basically. And I think that he's trying to coach her and coerce her into doing so. And so I think that there is a certain level of, like I said, further manipulation. I'm looking at how tightly he's holding her hand with both hands, you know, how he's pressed kind of like firmly up against her body. We only could imagine what the conversation looked like before they got started, what it looked like after. All of these things are like what you said. I said, call it what it is. It definitely is abusive. It definitely is abusive.
Shout out to Dreyanis. You know, I definitely want to give credit to the artist. And this is kind of the depiction, his artistic depiction of that scenario. And a lot of people genuinely agree. Now, I think one of the more telling things is the fact that he tried to sell his book.
Yeah, I was about to say that. I thought part. That was one of the trashiest, shittiest things of the fiasco, is that not only am I gonna, you know, do some, you know, horrible shit to my wife, drag her into the limelight and make her, you know, put her on the receiving end of the black backlash that I should get. But on top of that, buy my book, bitches.
Buy my book.
Capitalizing off of her pain, essentially.
Yes.
Capitalizing off of her pain.
Now, I'm going to get, look, y'all, I'm here as the messenger. I want to reemphasize that before y'all call, because I'm about to open these phone lines. Do not jump down Kurt's throat. But I got to talk about these things.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared.
I got to say, look, you don't understand. I got warriors out here. I don't want no problems. Black men don't
around here.
Now, this is one of the things that really stuck out to me when y'all talk about putting blame on her, not allowing him to take ownership for what he did. This came up, her appearance, and it went viral. It says, I'm not saying he was right.
Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce.
I'm just saying, I understand. It doesn't matter if you're married. Ladies,
cheated on Halle Berry.
Ladies, if he is successful, other women want him too. And you can't go around looking frumpy when your competition looks like this.
Lies.
Woo! Woo! There's a lot to unpack in that one sentence. Once again, this is not Kurt's words. This is the original posters.
Kurt, integrity don't have no designer, boo.
Yep.
Integrity don't rock no labels. Integrity ain't worried about the ass, the sit, like, integrity ain't worried about that.
I agree with you. I'm going to let y'all talk. I'll add my 2 cents on the back end. Simone, how do you feel about what they... Do you think there is some culpability in keeping him? All right.
No.
All right.
Like my good sis said.
Don't give me the sauce. I know.
Just said.
Uh-huh. Look, I'm not arguing.
Not to mention, somebody just brought up a good point. We're using this picture of her right now. But right. There are pictures of her out there where she is smoking fucking hot. And so none of that shit matters, for real, for real. Like, when you get down to the nitty gritty of it, none of it really matters. Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce. Okay?
Yeah, Halle Berry got punched in the back of the head by Wesley Snipes.
I mean, in the fucking 90s, she was the one that everybody wanted to emulate. The you know, woman that all the other women looked to. The woman that all the men, you know, was like, you know what I mean? Like, so what are we really talking about when we talk about a studded?
Right.
He knew who he was marrying when he chose to marry this woman.
And please don't think that the other two women look like that all the time. Trust me.
They all own bonnets. Even if they did.
I'm just saying, it's unrealistic to compare all three pictures because obviously this woman's world was turned upside down. So she chose to wear what she wanted to wear. And even if it wasn't because of that, it's still,
to be honest, that's a cute and coy way again to blame women for the shortcomings of their partners, their male partners, because integrity, staying true to the vows and commitments you made to your partner, should not be fluid.
Mm-hmm.
I agree wholeheartedly, and whatever boundaries you set within your relationships, you abide by that, even if it breaks societal norms. Mm-hmm. As long as you move it ethically with the person that you're with and they are aware of what you're doing in these streets. Now, that was the other thing. He made mention that, you know, before we even get to that, I'm going to kind of, whew. All right, so I'm going to bring up the poll we took. A lot of people voted. A lot of y'all voted. I only took the first 100 because my math sucks, and that was easy for me. Just keeping it a buck. I went to King. You know, don't hate on me.
Don't.
I know. Shout out to King alumni and Lincoln All Germantown, because I got kicked out of that school too. All right, so.
Yikes.
We took a poll. Yikes. I took the first 100 votes. The first 100 votes. Now, mind you, both men have been in the news for a lot of drama lately. Derrick Jackson more recently with his infidelity. Kevin Samuels being accused of being a deadbeat father and manipulating women in a Harvey Weinstein-esque type of scandal, using his power and influence to get sexual favors and manipulation from women. But the consensus amongst all our fan groups and the general public, that's just the first 100, I'm shocked.
I ain't.
56% of y'all feel like Kevin Samuels is more toxic and more detrimental to relationships than Derrick Jackson.
It's the denigration for me. I can't even get through to the advice because his delivery is so fucking trash.
Yikes. Now, at this point, I'm going to open up the phone lines. So in case you want to call in, here's the number. Phone lines are open and you will be live on air. Don't ask to shoot out Pookie and them and Ray Ray and Tink Tink just because they got their stimulus. I know what y'all do, but you are more than welcome to call in. Oh wow, y'all wasn't playing. Y'all already here in these streets. Hold on.
Yeah, coochie flies.
Yeah, them coochie flies be hitting.
You know I hate that.
Hello, you on with the head nurse in charge? Look, I feel like I'm on Wednesday. Lord in heaven.
Brother, it's not Wednesday, it's Thursday.
Yeah, it's not Wednesday. You on with King Kurt. What's good? And you're live and direct right now in the King's Court. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, what's up, Kurt? It's Steve. How you doing?
What's good, Steve? Tell me, what do you think about this situation?
Okay, first off, I'm going to say this straight up. Both of them have the equal amount of trash on both of them. It doesn't matter. But if you're going to be the type of person that's going to go out and give advice and turn around and try to manipulate and use people, and it doesn't matter who you are, okay, first and foremost, you're not being genuine. Second of all, if you're going to sit there and create these lies, you might as well just live in that spiderweb of lies. This way we know who you are. We know your address. This way, if we want to come visit you, we'll come visit you at that spiderweb. Oh. Until then, no, thank you. Other than that...
Like, Steve said, I'm ready to pull up on these dudes.
But No. The point is, though, if they're going to sit there and be these so-called advisors, not for nothing, practice what you preach before you go stepping out in the streets and saying, hey, you know, do this, do this, do this, but don't do as I do, do as I say. Now, that doesn't work. You have to, you know, if you're going to say, hey, you know, I suggest you do this, 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 and the third, but don't want to come down to your relationship, guess what?
Now, Steve, let me ask you a question real quick. Let me ask you a question. Now, I would agree with you if these were ministers.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, usually when we talk about religious leaders, we do automatically hold them to a certain standard because we have a guideline within the religion, whatever religion it is, to hold them to. Now, these people are just people on the internet.
Doesn't matter. They should still be held to that standard no matter what.
Okay.
If we hold our religious leaders or we hold the political leaders, doesn't matter what arena they're in. Regardless of the fact, if you're in that spectrum and you're going out there and you're showing face to do this, but then you got all this garbage in the background, guess what? People should turn around, walk away from you, and say the hell with you and not pay any mind to you.
Hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay. I get
right
you.
Or wrong, right or wrong, ladies.
So think about it. I certainly think that.
Ladies know what I'm talking about.
Can you hear him, Steve?
Slightly.
All right. Go ahead, ladies. If you no, get the ladies a chance to respond.
Yeah, go ahead.
I certainly think that people should definitely practice what they preach, quote unquote. But I mean, humans are human, and they fuck up. And when they do fuck up, they need to be held accountable for their fuck ups. And I think that this is part of what accountability looks like.
Mm. All right. So, I think Steve is on a delay because I can hear him trying to listen on the back end. So go ahead, Meek, follow up.
So, I mean, but like also, where's the discernment? Where's the discernment? So yes, it would be ideal for the people who speak publicly to not only be saying things of truth, but be practicing things of truth, right? That's ideal. We don't live in that world, right? Again, I'll repeat it. I'm a clinical therapist. I've been doing this for about 13 years. I am not married. I speak to married couples regularly. Should they not listen to what I have to say because I'm unmarried? You see what I'm saying? Like, I get that, but where is the discernment? When these people seek me out, they know they are seeking out a clinical professional. They have access to my credentials. They can ask me any questions that they want, even though they choose not to. And I will answer them. Honestly, this man who popped up, which any of us could do this, right? Any of us could do this.
Yeah, facts.
At what point do we say, social media, quote unquote, relationship guru,
right,
he has some things to say that I might be interested in. I'm going to throw some shit at the wall and see what sticks.
Especially if they paying for it.
Look, yeah. I'm still trying to write a book.
Right.
Like,
everything he's saying is dead on right. Most ladies is dead on right on what they're saying.
Yeah. Thank you, Steve, for calling in, bro. We appreciate that insight.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, bro. Listen. Once again, if y'all want to get more of that insight, y'all go ahead on head over to Instagram and stop playing in these streets and follow All the Smoke Podcast. Listen, they do this all the time and they've got some of the most intriguing topics. You see, they laugh, so you know it's good, y'all. Y'all know it's good. Make sure y'all head on over there, give them a follow on Instagram, and definitely follow up on all streaming platforms for where you can find podcasts, because it is definitely more than worth the listen. Now, we talked a little bit about delivery and style. One of the things that people kind of hold Kevin Samuels up on a higher pedestal is because he's an equal opportunist. Hold on, we got another caller coming in. Give me 1 second. Caller, bear with me. Nah, you know, sometimes you ain't paid a bill. Got to get it in there. All right. Caller, you on with King Kurt, and you're live right now in the King's Court. Who am I speaking with?
It's the one and only, y'all. It's Merjoin.
Oh, Lord. Teffy, you would find a doggone way to get up. No. Teffy, I love it. No. Dead up, because I actually really am intrigued about how you gonna feel about this. Oh wow, we got another caller. Hold on, Teffy. Don't, I'm gonna just take the other call, but I'm gonna come right back. Hold on.
Give that to the mermaid baby.
Hello, you speaking to King Kurt, and you are live in the King's Court. Who am I speaking with? Hello.
See, it was meant for the girl. Yeah.
Yep. That's what happens when you put can't put black women on hold. Nah. Nah.
Look at that. Period.
Look now everybody, look, y'all can't all burn my phone. Teff, you there?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to just go ahead on. Teffy, let me preface it. Well, you know what? What's your insight on this situation?
Number one, I want to say, hi, Meek.
What's up, my love?
Number one.
Okay.
No.
You done boo loving? Can we get to the nitty gritty?
No, she knows I adore her, and I need the world to know as well.
All right.
Anyway,
I agree. So, I'm with you. This is my face right now. I'm not making fun of her, y'all. Don't inbox me saying I was making fun of her.
I was right to your inbox.
Yo,
It's Women's History Month. I'm not pushing this hateful rhetoric.
Is it still Women's History Month? It's still March? It is still March. Oh, my God. How many more days we got left? All right, come on. All right, talk to me.
All right. So, one, I kind of made this point to somebody else. Yes, I kind of agree with everyone else. They're trash of the same kind. They both golden, hefty bags of, like, bullshit. But Derek Jackson, I always be like, he's kind of like Drake, where he sings, where how Drake will like sing to women, like about women stuff. But if you actually listen to the lyrics, the whole shit is about how all he does is like fuckboy shit and women actually deserve better than to be with him. But baby, don't go. And Derek Jackson is kind of like that. He plays on all your insecurities, trying to come off to be this really nice guy, but really you a piece of shit doing dumb stuff. And he tries to make you feel good about yourself, but it's only by like subverting your insecurities. So, and that's how he holds his audience. Kevin Samuels, again, he actually, from the couple clips that I have been able to stomach to watch, some of the stuff I feel like really rings true, but he tries to get his flavor off being controversial and nasty. So yeah, while what he's saying may like have some truth to it, he's also gonna be like, by the way, you fat, you ugly, you got warts on your face, maybe you deserve love, but not with a nigga like this. And it's like, bro, what?
Right.
So it's like, to me, like I said, they're trash of the same, the two sides of the same trashy ass coin. And it's up to people, their audience, to hold their feet to the fire and hold them accountable. The problem that we talked about this on Head Nerds in Charge, where
every
like
Wednesday, 8 to 10 p.m.
You're right, 8 to 10 ish. Listen, now CBT time is real.
Big trap.
The problem is that people have such short memories, and it's like, no, we need to stick to this, hold them accountable, and make sure that they, like, because the only people, you know, they don't have no credentials, they really, they're nobodies that we made famous by listening to them. So if we, the audience, the culture, isn't like, listen, your book not gonna sell because you on some other nut shit, then they just keep getting to get away with it. That's how the Kardashians get over. That's how politicians get over. Like, we, the people, are the ones who have all the power and don't ever use none of it.
Very true. So if I know you say they're cut from the same cloth, I agree with you wholeheartedly, but if you had to say one was more detrimental than the other, who would you say? You know I was going to do it.
I know. Derek Jackson.
Woo, but why?
Because the devil you know, because people like to play that the devil you know is better than the devil you don't. And it's like, it's always the person who like dresses up and dresses it up nicely. And they come in close and they get to come in close to you because they present themselves as such a friend. They're such an ally. They're so here for you, and they really want to hear your perspective, and they're here to support you, girlfriend, and they're the ones who get close enough to you to stick that knife between your ribs and twist it.
You get finger snaps for that.
People like Kevin Samuels who come off like aggressive and nasty, you don't let them get close to you because you'd be like, bruh, I will punch you in your shit. Like, you be ready to fight them on sight. It's the Derek Jacksons, the ones who try and listen to you and try and play to be your friend. Like, they, the guy at your job who's like, oh, hey, yeah, you can borrow this, and can I do this? But then when it comes time for you to be like, oh, well, like, thanks, and you try and go, and he's like, well, you know, I always let you borrow my stapler. can I take you out, or you should let me do this. You should let me take advantage of you. You should let me force you into a situation you're not totally comfortable with. Oh, because I present myself as such a nice guy, and haven't I always been so nice to you? Nigga, I will cut you. Get the fuck out of my face.
Oh, hey.
Well,
Zuckerberg be cutting us off. For violent threats and all that, but I'm with you. I don't worry about it. I got your back though.
I'm like what she said.
I got your back. Teffy, thank you for calling in, baby.
All right. Bye.
Bye. All right, caller, you're on with King Curtin. You are live in the King's Court. Who am I speaking with?
Hello?
Hi. Hi. How are you?
This is Anissa.
Hey, what's good, Anissa? All right, so we're talking about Derrick Jackson, and we're talking about Kevin Samuels.
Okay. First, we all know they're both trash.
Valid.
I read a trash that is not fragrant with perfume, and trash that I can identify as trash, which Kevin is clearly trash. My problem is the narcissism and gaslighting of Derrick. That narcissist characteristic of him is dangerous. Is extremely dangerous. And the reason that I say that he's narcissistic is because everything he would just expose about him just exposed to everybody that he feels that his marriage, his wife, and he are special enough to work out their marriages after telling everybody else, you know, forget that man, if he cheated, then he's going to continue to cheat, he's got to leave him, but he's talking about feeling and all this stuff now.
Right. Right.
So it's extremely narcissistic of him to feel like his marriage is so special that they should be able to work it out. Now, the reason I say both of them is trash is because, for me, Kevin is just funny because he's just an asshole. He's an asshole. And I think he's hilarious. But neither one of them, anybody with sense and anybody with a balance enough self-esteem, and neither one of them was really saying anything that would speak to somebody that already understands himself. All the stuff that Derrick was saying is like, TV Snook didn't going off in his damn car, and I'm just like, well, I mean, anybody with a damn healthy state of mind would understand what to put up with and what not to put up with. But no. He's training on those that, I guess, are at a point where they feel like they need the advice from just anybody, and they're going to take some advice from somebody off the internet.
Now, Anissa, one quick question before you go. Once again, everybody's saying, you know, Derrick Jackson, because do you think the fact that he's more prominent with his BS right now, like if prior to finding this out about him, would you still agree that he was more detrimental than Kevin Samuels?
It didn't take for what got exposed for me to feel like he was dangerous.
Got you.
It really did not take for me to learn that he was cheating for me to feel like he was dangerous. The way he stood up there and made it seem like he was putting us women down, first of all, both of them were generalizing things when every relationship is different.
Got
you. Everybody's needs are different. That's how I knew that they were similar. They generalized everything. And that's what he did.
All right. Listen, thank you for calling in.
Absolutely.
Listen, look, hey. Y'all been going ham. Go ahead. Go ahead, Simone.
Can I just speak to...
Oh, me. Go ahead.
Can I just speak to one point? So everything that Tef said, 110% on point. I wouldn't expect anything different. And I love her delivery, by the way, because I was with her. I was following up. Whenever she ready, I'm following up. I'm just saying. However, when are we going to talk about Kevin Samuels' blatant dislike for women, period? Like, he doesn't like women. He doesn't like black women. And quite honestly, when Tuff was talking, the thing that I kept playing in my head was the color purple, Mister, you're black, you're ugly, you're a woman, you're nothing at all. That's literally him in a nutshell with women that he's
speaking to.
And so I'm like, yeah, I get that Derrick Jackson, what she said about the devil you know who, baby, okay? Absolutely, right? Absolutely. Right.
However,
wait a minute, hold on.
Integration for me.
The caller snuck in the back door. Hold on. We're gonna get into did Kevin Samuels. Huh? look now. That's a whole nother show. Now,
this
on
is
the next
King's Court, not all the smoke.
Oh, hold on. Next on the King's Court, pegging. Are you down?
Going all the smoke. Oh, that's the next topic.
That's next week. That's next week.
Let me invite. All right.
No, that's it. I'm not inviting you to. Oh, you meant to the show. Got it. All right.
It's the note for me.
Caller, you're on with King Kurt. You're live in the King's Court. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, I'm Shay. I'm 29. I wanted to give my opinion on all of this.
All right, come on. Give it to me now.
Okay. My opinion is going to be very unpopular, but, I actually like Kevin Samuels.
Interesting. Tell me why.
The reason why is because I appreciate his delivery. I don't have people... You're not going to run into a lot of people in life that are going to tell you like how it is. And before people get on me like, oh, you know, he could be nicer or whatever. No, sometimes you got to shock somebody into changing their life. People think he's about bashing women. He's just as harsh on the men.
Okay. That's a valid response. Can you hear Meek?
Shay?
Can I hear you? Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me, honey?
I don't think she can hear you, me.
That's no, I can't hear you. If you need to play the audio.
Yeah. If you turn up the audio, then you might be you'll be able to hear her, and that way y'all can have a conversation. Otherwise, me just call in the calling number. I'll merge the call so y'all can have that conversation.
Okay. I still can't hear her.
Okay.
All right, but me go ahead. I'll put it like
this. What I really want to know is, say 29. How tall are you, baby?
Okay.
How much do you weigh?
She wants to know how tall are you.
I'm sorry. On a scale from 1 to 7, how would you rate yourself? What do you do for a living? How many children do you have?
Shay can't hear none of this. But I'm dying laughing.
Other than what's behind?
She said I'm taller. I said I'm 4'11".
Basically, how would you feel if Kevin Samuels was critiquing you the same way that he does other women?
Hey, I mean, I could have paid for a personal consultation because that's also an option too. But the price for that type of thing, they want to do it for free. So, you know, that's entertaining to a lot of people. The delivery, you know, when you call into Kevin Samuels' show what he's about. So I don't understand why people want to get upset and get in their feelings. It's a lot of people, especially in the Black community, they don't want to hold people accountable. They want to, you know, they want to be nice. They want to like sugarcoat certain things. And then when you get out into the world, people will drag you, you know, they'll be whispering behind your back, little weird stuff like that. So I can appreciate somebody that can say that. A lot of people discard his messages because of the delivery, but and to tie this to the whole Derrick Jackson, they will eat up what he says a lot more because he's a lot nicer.
You feel like he placates to his audience?
Yes, he does. Each of them has their very own audience. And these people, I feel like, you know, if it don't apply, let it fly. But I can't be offended if I call into somebody's show and they're critiquing me knowing that Kevin Samuels is an image consultant.
Okay. I mean, if you go, look, it's like me going to a BDSM mistress and mad because she hit me.
Yes, that's my opinion.
Okay. I appreciate you calling in because that's one of the reasons why this is such a hot topic, because I'm going to pull it up. This is another comment that went viral about Kevin Samuels. He says, Kevin Samuels tries to tell y'all the truth of the matter. Women, when he says that you don't like it. You say he toxic and wrong. Old Derrick Jackson tells you everything you want to hear and talks bad about men who have did bad things in relationship. Turns out he was cheating on his wife the whole time, but y'all like the lies. That's why I always tell people no one likes the truth.
I agree 100% with that. It's true.
But you don't think there's any toxicity in that comment?
Do I see any toxicity in it?
Yes. Do you see any, when I say toxicity, what I mean is, do you see anything demeaning, degrading, or destructive to women as a whole in a generalization type form?
No, I do not. He said y'all. He didn't say y'all women in that comment.
Oh, he was absolutely talking to women. He was addressing it to women.
At the same time, if it don't apply, let it fly. A lot of people, they don't respond to what you actually said. They respond to their perception of what you said, okay. How they felt about what you said to them, not exactly what you actually said to them. There are a lot of people who are unpopular, who tell the truth, and people want to silence them because it's not nice.
Huh. Would you attribute that same line of reasoning to, let's say, a Donald Trump?
No, because...
Wait a minute. Hold on. All right, go ahead. I'm listening.
Because the whole thing with Donald Trump is...
Confusion is around the word race.
I won't say all women, but the majority of women...
Take your time with it.
Somebody talking to them, nurturing them, then they will somebody just saying like facts or like being blunt, like firing it off. A lot of people aren't used to that. So when somebody hits you with a piece of information that you ain't used to and you actually consider it, that kind of like shocks you. You know, you kind of have to act in the moment. And sometimes that triggers an emotional response.
Okay, so you're saying sometimes women, because I'm talking specifically about women because it was directed at women, you're saying sometimes women can be emotional and not handle the truth.
Yes.
All right.
Because if I'm hurt, if I feel like you're trying to hurt me, why would I accept what you're saying to me?
Okay. There are no judgments here. I respect all opinions. I may not agree with all opinions, but I respect all opinions. And that it takes a certain level of boldness to be able to call in and definitely speak your truth. I'm going to see how everybody else on in the chat and the live, you know, we're going to talk to Meek and Simone and discuss exactly what you're talking about, because we're about to get into Kevin Samuels. But I really appreciate you calling in and giving some insight.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Hey, let me just say something really quick.
Bye. Go ahead, Simone, because she'll hear you on a live feed.
We really need to do a lot of work surrounding unlearning and relearning, because I need for Black people to unlearn this idea that in order for a message to resonate with you, that it has to be aggressive, that it has to be demeaning. We got to let go of that shit, because that does harm. That is violence. When we, subscribe to the idea that a person's words are more valuable and they resonate more because you say it aggressively, that does not ring true. And a lot of that has to do, you know, with some of our socialization and upbringing. But saying that, you know, just because the message is harsh, some people need to hear it like that for it to resonate is pure bullshit.